With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller.
What's up, everybody? Joe Miller, voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast. And my guess is you are missing some exclusive content from the Overreaction podcast. What does that mean? That means that I have my own RSS feed inside of whatever platform you are listening to this podcast on, the Overreaction Show. I know that a lot of you are navigating over to the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network feed, and you're basically getting it there every single week. However, when you do that and you don't subscribe to my own personal RSS feed, you're missing out on the pregame content. You're missing out on my reposts of the Humpty Hotline. Any special content or bonus pods that I'm doing, you are missing because they're not found on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network primary feed. So this is what I want you to do. Get into your whatever platform you're listening to, search Overreaction Bills. My show will come up, subscribe to it, rate it, leave a comment, and then let's rock this thing. Come on, Bills Mafia. We're going to party like it's 1995. Oh, yeah. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the flow? Come on, be honest, Bills Mafia. Are you feeling it? For the first time, I'm proud to tell you that for the very first time since 1995, the Buffalo Bills, your Buffalo Bills, are the AFC Eastern Division champions. And my, oh my, did it feel so good in Mile High. I didn't even have that in my notes. It just happened. That little rhyme right there. Welcome. Welcome into the show. You are listening to the Overreaction, and pardon me for a moment while I overreact. Welcome to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast, featuring the Buffalo Bills, Joe Miller, and you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on the way to work on a Sunday, maybe to church, or at the gym, maybe Monday, maybe you waited till Monday to listen to this podcast, but or if you're at the gym with your AirPods in, let me just say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome into the show. It is so incredibly, amazingly, and good. Was that right? Amazingly good to have you? That is what I was trying to say there. Don't make fun of me, Bills Mafia. Don't make fun of me. I'm like high on Buffalo Bills emotion right now. Like I'm riding the roller coaster. Don't make fun of me. I got notes, yo. They're not good notes. This is probably famous last words. I'm like a preacher. This is gonna be a short message today. I'm gonna tell you that I don't have a ton of notes. It's primarily the story. I want to talk about some stats. I want to bring you Dave Thorpe's prediction for this football game that did not get put on the preview show in his time to shine. I want to play that for you because he was accurate on a couple things. However, when he sent in his time to shine, he forgot to add the attachment all the way over there in the UK. So when I recorded it, I didn't have it and his got lost. So I got it late, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't there. And then we're going to do the overreaction tweet bank and tweet bank. I don't know, something like that. But this is what I want to do. I want it. I've just got a rage. Dude, the tweets and the videos and the text messages of people crying, people wondering how they're supposed to feel, asking me what I'm feeling and how I felt way back in the day. And I don't even know what to tell you other than I told you so. Other than I told you so. This was by far and away the first time in a very long time that we as Buffalo Bills fans were able to just sit back and watch our very good football team that should win a game completely dismantle their opponent. I told you in my preview show that you do not need to be worried. Good teams beat bad teams. The Bills are a good team. The Broncos are a bad team. And the Bills literally went out there and just dismantled them left, right, upside down, and sideways. And a lot of what we talked about in the preview show was exactly what the Buffalo Bills did. And can I just for a moment tell you, I saw the tweets coming. And they showed up about people being like, we need to run the ball more. We need to run the ball more. And I'm going to say it again. Why? If you've got a quarterback that can stand in the pocket with an offensive line that can give him time, and you've got wide receivers who are open, and I need to back up, and a quarterback who's deadly accurate, you don't need to run the ball. Well, what happens if they start getting to the quarterback, Joe? Well, we have a quarterback that can evade the rush. And we also now have a team that can do multiple things on the offensive line to block up and block schemes and block pressure. We also have a quarterback that's very adept at beating the blitz. He did it in this football game. Man, I've been amazed a lot this season. And I just, one more time, I sit here utterly amazed. We're living in never dreams or wildest dreams land. I've said it all season long, and we're still living in wildest dreams land. Josh Allen, by the way, MVP. Am I right? Three games in a row, back-to-back-to-back primetime football games against three good defensive football teams. Josh Allen has showed up and showed out. In those three games on primetime television, Josh Allen is, 84 for 123 at 68% completions, 972 yards, 10 total touchdowns, and one interception. If you're looking for an MVP, I don't know how much farther you need to look than coming through from your team when it matters. Coming through from your team when all the pieces are beginning to be put together. Coming through from your team when the playoffs are on the line, when the division title is on the line, when you are under primetime lights on the national stage every single week. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Josh Allen. Where are the haters? What more can they say? If you don't believe by now, you never will believe. So the narrative needs to change from he needs to show me more. He needs to take the next step. He still does these things. It needs to change from whatever it is that they want to say or you want to say. And you people just need to stop with all of the nonsense and just go, I don't like Josh Allen and I never will. If that's you, you should just tweet it. I don't like Josh Allen and I never will. Stop with the phony, ridiculous arguments. The kid is clutch. He was clutch before he was good, and now he's clutch and he's good and he's approaching great. Josh Allen is playing at a level where other NFL quarterbacks are tweeting about him while he's playing. If you are still off the bandwagon, don't bother jumping on now. Just get on your Twitter box and tweet this. Again, I'll tell you, and I quote, I don't like Josh Allen, and I never will. At least then we know where we're working from when we're talking to you. But my, oh my, this kid and Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley, 200-yard receivers in this game. Oh, we'll get into the stats in a minute, but you know, I talked about the story of this football game, and every week for the most part, I talk about the story of the game. You know, and the story of this game is simple. It's literally goes back to the annals of time since football began, which is great teams pound bad teams into the ground, and the Bills did that. The Bills literally dismantled the Denver Broncos in every phase of the game. One of the touchdowns that the Broncos had was because the Bills, Andre Roberts turned the ball over, muffed a punt, and they had a super-duper short field. Outside of that, they had a little bit of success on offense. They had almost zero success on defense. They did not have... How many times have we said this? The defensive coordinator and the defensive staff did not have an answer for Josh Allen in this football game. Think about that for a second. This isn't like where he's getting slowed down or he's getting confused anymore or he's going back to hero ball. On more than five occasions so far this season, your 11-3 Buffalo Bills, the quarterback has played against a defense where they could not figure him out. He was killing them all over the place, and he did it again in this football game. We talked about the fact that what the Bills needed to do was stop the run, and for the most part they did, and make Drew Lock beat you, and he couldn't. Drew Lock, it's... I don't know how much more I got to listen to. I was about done. Between the droning dude screaming in the recorded audio tape, through the whole entire game, even when the play wasn't going on and the broadcasters were just talking, that dude's voice screaming in the background, the like elongated forever. The dude wasn't breathing. He was screaming so long. Between that and hearing the announcers talk about, you know, the progression of Drew Lock, and does he have a similar progression line and bell curve or curve to what Josh Allen had? No, Drew Lock is not Josh Allen. I don't care how good of friends they are. I don't care the fact that they both go to Jordan Palmer. I don't care that they both come from California. I don't care that they wanted to play against each other. Drew Lock is not Josh Allen. Let's just stop the conversation right there. What Josh Allen has, in Mark Schlereth's very pointed phrase that he said 80,000 times, Josh Allen has arm talent that Drew Lock does not have. And it was on full display. He threw a couple more balls in this game that were just like, what? Where do these throws come from? And it's weird. It's hard to get beyond hearing the shift in the last 3 weeks. And it took prime time to do it, right? Coming into the 49ers game, 49ers, 49ers. That was a nice throw by Josh Allen. 49ers, 49ers. Oh, this solid defense. 49ers, 49ers. Oh, Josh Allen threw another nice ball. 49ers, 49ers. Oh, the Bills won, and Josh Allen probably played his best game. Steelers game. Steelers, Josh Allen. And this game was like everything was Josh Allen. They pined on and on and on about Josh Allen. It was weird. And I think that was the validation that Bills Mafia has been wanting to get forever. And it was almost too much. I mean, there was an aspect of like Josh Allen could do no wrong, even though he kind of did some things wrong in this football game. Not egregious things, but he had some missed throws. He came out early and was like overthrowing his receivers. They were a little high in spots, and he kind of left Cole Beasley out to dry, and he got smacked one time good. And there was some errant throws, if you will. But like it was like Josh Allen. So now we've gone from like Josh Allen sucks, and even if he throws good balls, it's like Josh Allen still sucks. And now it's like no matter what he does, it's like he's in Pat Mahomes land now, which is like he's the greatest. That dude craps golden bricks. Like that's literally where we are with the media with Josh Allen. Now the announcers were all over it. Pre-game, halftime show. Post game, in the middle of the game, everything was how amazing Josh Allen was. And I'm not here. I mean, listen, did you hear the numbers they gave you over the last 3 weeks in primetime? 68% completions, 972 yards, 10 touchdowns, one interception. He's been pretty great. I'm not saying he's crapping golden bricks, but they're pretty yellow. It's been incredible. And the funny thing about it is, like, Josh Allen in this football game, he gets credited for throwing two touchdowns. I think he threw 16. And it was funny because a couple other people kind of said that. My guy, fellow Buffalo Fanatics contributor, Adam Nannini, from the basement, said the same thing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he tweeted the same thing I did. And then it came out from somebody else, too. Like, I literally wrote it down. I was like, he's thrown about 16 touchdowns in this football game, most of which have been called back. And then I was going to put it in my show, which I just did. And then a bunch of other people said the same thing. It was funny. But, man, Josh Allen has thrown. How about this one? Josh Allen is the first 4,000-yard throwing quarterback the Buffalo Bills have had since Drew Bledsoe. Since Drew Bledsoe in 2002. In 2002, Drew Bledsoe passed for 4,359 yards. 2002. Josh Allen right now has 4,000 yards exactly. How weird is that? And he's got two games left to play. He's going to crush that number. He's going to be the Buffalo Bills' all-time leading yards passer, like, in a season, which is nuts. He also, and then there's this stat as well. He also has completed, he's thrown touchdowns to 12 different receivers, which is tied, if I'm not mistaken, for an NFL record. And he now has tied another record, the Bills have, because they've completed touchdown passes, receptions to 13 different receivers, Josh Allen being one of them. So the league record for 13 different touchdown receivers, catchers, is 13. The Bills have tied that record, if I'm not mistaken. Bizarro world, right? So like wildest dreams land is where we're living with this football team. It's insane, and it's freaking awesome. This game was, it was interesting if it was anything. I mean, Drew Lock came out, coming off of his best game as a pro. You know, and he looked okay. They were running the ball all right, and he was throwing the ball okay early. But, you know, the defense did its job, like, specifically on that first series, and then throughout the game, and then, like, they missed a bunch of kicks. Like, they got that guy off the XFL, like, trash heap, and he missed a bunch of kicks. The first Denver's first drive had some success, mostly running. Nearly picked off Levi Wallace almost had an interception, almost had a pick six, and then the drive ends with a missed field goal. Stephon Diggs in this football game had, like, what was it, 11 receptions? I'm going to get to the stats here in a minute. Let me see if I can find it. Diggs, 11 receptions for 147 yards. I believe he's now the receptions leader and the yards leader again in the NFL. Cole Beasley also went for 100, 8 catches for 100 yards. Josh Allen, there was almost a point where it was clear that Josh Allen, it looked like Josh Allen was just playing with him. Like he was just doing whatever he wanted to do. So if he was going to throw the ball, he was going to throw it. And then he had that giant run, that 22-yard run. The freaking first and goal from the 30. How about that one? If you want to talk about the story of this football game, the story of this football game is first and goal from the 30. Three consecutive penalties, 2 minutes left in the game. What did the Bills do? The first play is an 8-yard pass to Isaiah McKenzie. The next play is a 22-yard run by Josh Allen, touchdown. But they got everybody involved. They got this Kumerow kid in. I loved seeing, dude, that ball that Josh Allen ripped to Kumerow for that touchdown was a laser and a half. I mean, it was another one of those, like, oh my gosh, plays, like throws from Josh Allen. And just to see Twitter light up with, who's that guy? It was absolutely amazing. But it was clear that Josh was just doing whatever he wanted to do in this football game. Whatever he wanted to do. And literally, those are my notes. I just sat back and enjoyed it. It was great to see the run game kind of come to life at the end when it needed to. You know, if you need a run game, the run game primarily, the run game that this football team needs is to put games away and close the door at the end. And that is the run game that they're developing. When the defense is pretty much housed tired, and the Bills don't need to keep throwing the ball. They're handing the ball off, and they're just smashing people in the face at that point, which is what I wanted Le'Veon Bell for. If you remember, when Bell hit the waiver wire, I was like, don't you want a guy that when you're up by three possessions in the third quarter and going into the fourth, you just line him up and run the guy downhill and smash people in the head? Like, that's what I wanted Le'Veon Bell for. Well, the Bills are accomplishing that now with Zach Moss and Devin Singletary. The stats in this football game, I already gave you the stats for Josh Dillon over the last three games. In this game, Josh was 28 of 40. If I'm not mistaken, that's 68% completions, or 70. I can't remember. It might be 70. 359 yards, two touchdowns through the air. Actually, he had about 16, like I told you, and then two on the ground. One of them, the last one, was unbelievable. The last one was a broken play. And it literally looked like Josh was going to get, like, taken down. Like, uh-oh, that one was going sideways in a hurry. It was like, uh-oh. And then Josh squirts out to his right and decides, I got enough room. I'm just going to run it into the end zone. And I think Josh Allen was just as surprised as all of us were. And freaking Fangio was just on the sideline like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, what do I got to do? What do I got to do to stop this kid? It's very much the same, a little more demonstrative, a little more emotional, but the same face that Robert Saleh was making when Josh Allen was whooping his butt. Zach Moss was 13, carries for 81 yards, 6.2 yard average, which is crazy. Singletary was 8 for 68. He had that big rip, ripped off that big 51-yard run for the touchdown late in the game. Not to seal the game, but to seal the game. Allen was 3 for 33. He ran when it was smart to run in this game. It was great to see. Two touchdowns, man. Steph Diggs, 11 for 147 yards. Cole Beasley, 8 for 112. Dawson Knox, 2 for 36 in the touchdown. He had a nice catch. Jake Kumerow, 1 for 22. What a catch. What a throw and a catch that was. What a route. What a route he ran. Gabe Davis, 2 for 18. Devin Singletary, 3 for 16. This is every game, by the way. He's thrown to 10 different guys every single football game. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The Broncos. We talked about the keys to the Bills beating the Broncos was keeping their rushing attack in check. And as much as they rushed for, 140 yards, which is a lot, it didn't matter because the rushing yards that they got didn't hurt the Bills, and Drew Lock was unable to get anything going. Drew Lock had 130 yards passing in this football game with one touchdown. He almost had like three or four different interceptions. I think he fumbled once is all. Melvin Gordon was 11 for 61 yards. A 5.5 yard average isn't great, but there were some chunky ones there at the end. Phillip Lindsay was 11 for 38, 3.5 yard average. Drew Lock 5 for 37. He got out a couple times. And then Royce Freeman, 1 for 4. But I want to play for you real quick. I want to drop in Dave Thorpe's prediction for this football game, his time to shine moment. So let me grab that. However, before I get to it, you know, I've made so many great connections and relationships and have made friends through this show, this podcast, and Twitter. And the amount of people that, like, I got to catch a football game with as soon as this stupid pandemic is over, whether it's Richard Rush or Dave Thorpe or Brian Bowers, like, there's so many guys. And, like, there's way too many for me, and girls, females, like, just Bills Mafia in general. Like, we've got to have just the most ridiculous, huge tailgate party that like has ever been known to man, because you guys make this whole thing worth it. So somehow we got to figure out a way to get Dave Thorpe over here from across the pond. But this was his take that I did not get the other day because he forgot to attach it. But listen to what he says.
Hey Joe, thoughts for this weekend in the Denver game?
Love his
accent.
I'm going
to predict again a defensive and a special teams touchdown. If we waited 3 years for the first defensive touchdown, then I don't see why we can't have two in 2 weeks.
I agree.
So there's a bold prediction for you. Other than that, I think the defense should be able to handle Denver
and they
quite
did.
Comfortably.
And they did.
It's always a worry playing at Denver with the altitude. I still think where we are in the season, where this team is, we should win this game, and we should win it comfortably, but it's the Bills. So I'm going to go for 34-17.
Nice.
For the Bills.
It's close.
And that's it, really. We've got no John Brown, obviously, with the altitude and the sickle cell situation. I can understand that.
Wait till we get John Brown
but
back.
Even so, we're awesome. So go, Bills.
That's the first time I've listened to the whole thing. We're awesome, he said. What does it matter? Because we're awesome. Can we talk about the weather? Like, I tweeted out at one point in time, Josh Allen can't play in cold weather. It was windy in that football game, too. Brother threw up 350-something yards and accounted for four touchdowns, dropped a 55-yard bomb on Stephon Diggs. Like, we don't need a dome. We need a dome for creature comforts. We don't need a dome for Josh Allen. The home field advantage, the weather, the open stadium weather football. If you look at the playoff picture between the NFC and the AFC right now, there's only two teams, if I'm not mistaken, that are dome teams. It's like the Saints and like somebody else. It's like everybody else are outdoor stadium teams. Anyways, I digress on the weather. But that was so for those of you that don't know, I do a bit on the preview show called the Bills Mafia Time to Shine, and that's basically where people just record their hot takes for the weekend or for that weekend's game, and then they just voice record them, save them, and then email them to me at overreactionsports@gmail.com. And then I play them, and then I respond to them. Well, that was one that Dave had done. He sends one in every week, and he's been calling for the defensive touchdown for the last couple weeks in a row, and last week he nailed it, and he nailed it again this week, and I just wanted to play that. Had they gotten both of them, the special teams, which Andre Roberts almost did. If they'd gotten them both, man, I don't know, but yeah, I got a lot of regulars that help me out with that, and it's just awesome in general. But we're gonna move this show on. We're gonna move on to the overreaction tweet bag. I think I'm gonna call it the overreaction tweet bag, which is where after every single game, as you guys know, you email me. Listen to me. You tweet me. You respond to the tweet that I sent out from the overreaction SP1 handle on Twitter. Just how you're feeling. Before that, though, we're going to go to break. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for a couple more minutes as we're going to bring you the overreaction tweet bag.
Hello, this is real estate broker John Spaschak with Keller Williams, better known as the Market Dominator. You know, today's real estate market is as hot as it has ever been. So if you are looking to sell your home, chances are it will sell fast. But the real question is, will you be able to sell it for the right price? Folks, I have just developed some very unique marketing strategies with the effective use of AI, artificial intelligence, that help bring the highest paying buyers to the table so that you don't leave any cash behind. You can reach me at 716-570-3298. And if you are on the buying side, you will likely find yourself in multiple offer situations. You will need unique strategies in order to win in this highly competitive market. I have developed some strategies that are out of the box. I can't share them all with you on this ad, but if you call me at 716-570-3298 or shoot me an email at yourelitebroker@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at yourelitebroker, I can give you everything you need to win in this market, just as our Buffalo Bills are going to do it. Go Bills.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm going to tell you something. So I've been recording this show, and I've been recording about 26 minutes or so, and my mentions are blowing up. I don't even know that I can keep up with all of them. Like, it's hot and heavy, yo. Like, super, super duper hot and heavy. So I want to read your tweet. So this is the overreaction tweet bag brought to you by Ambit Design. Ambit Design is run by my buddy Matt Govenda, and your logo and brand is supposed to represent who your business is and help you stand out against your competitors. Does your branding do that? If not, reach out to Ambit Design, and they'll help you build a brand that actually works. Call Matt Govenda. He is Bill's Mafia, and he's ready to help you get this right. Go to ambitdesign.com and just say hi. He puts in here all the time for me, hashtag Go Bills. But you can call him at 765-507-9219, 765-507-9219. Again, call Matt at Ambit Design. So this is what I got. I got a bunch. So buckle up, Bills Mafia. Maybe I should call this the Buckle Up Bills Mafia segment. I got to take a deep breath. So first things first. Jose whosoever, at Jose underscore whosoever. And this is my first read, yo. So don't criticize me if I like mess some of these up. The whole team was in the zone today. Are they, though? Like, this is how they've been playing. I don't know that they're in the zone or they're just good. Like, or to Dave Thorpe's point, they're just awesome. So, but he said it with a really cool British accent. The whole team was in the zone today. I couldn't believe how easy they made that victory look. I'm so freaking hyped right now. Trey White with the strip sack, 11-3. It's so weird to say that. AFC East champs. And we got two games to go. I freaking love it. Go Bills. Thanks for being a part of the show, Jose. My guy Liam, at Liam the Lost. Honestly, not as good as I thought I would. I feel like I need more. Maybe I'm feeling a little greedy, but this team looks elite. Josh Allen has officially entered the top tier of quarterbacks, now sitting with Mahomes and Rodgers. The Bills could win it all, realistically. Liam, you are not wrong. Here's my guy, Saxon Dave, Dave Thorpe. At Saxon Dave, what a way to win our first AFC East in 25 years. Been a long, long wait since that last title, and boy, does it feel good right now. A dominant performance from a team improving each week and at the exact right time. In reality, we didn't even need to get into our second gear. He's right, man. They just went out and they just did business. Like, they just went out and owned their opponent. Apex 00 at Apex 006. Excited beyond words. AFC East champs. Enjoy the next 3 days, and then on to the Patriots. Trust the process. That's something that we haven't talked about. The Bills have a little bit of a mini bye. So they play on Saturday. They played on Saturday against the Broncos. They've got Sunday off, obviously Monday off, which is a normal day off for them afterwards. And they don't play again until Monday Night Football against the Patriots. One more primetime football game. So as much as they played 3 games in 12 days, much like the boo-hoo Steelers had to do, the Bills came out of that 3-game stretch 3-0. And they now go on to a little bit of a mini bye as they face the Patriots next week. C-Dub at Chris Wells, 73. Hopefully the injuries aren't too bad, but damn, it feels good to be a gangsta. Hashtag damn, it feels good to be a gangsta for all of you Office Space fans. Yeah, we know. So Darrell Williams ended up with a groin. And Andre Roberts came out of the football game. People were asking me if he got benched. It was actually his back. What else? Trey went down at some point, and then Diggs also went down with a foot. So there's some lingering things out there. Hopefully, you know, that 9 days that they have to rest will be enough. So the next one, sportsfan 723 at Bills Ride or Die. This team is for real, Joe. AFC champs. Josh and Diggs are unstoppable. Beasley is still always open. Brown coming back. Oh my gosh, John Brown's coming back to this offense, folks. I mean, come on. And the D is showing up huge in the second half of the season. Cheers, he says, and go Bills. Richard Rush, my guy. Richard at Richard R. Rush 2. My baby was 1 year old in 1995. That's how long it's been since we've won the East until today. We did it, Joe. All the heartache and heartbreak. This is our year, brother. Hashtag go Bills. My guy, Brian Bauer. Brian Anthony at B_EZ4. The Bills are finally going to get respect put on their name. Josh Allen is finally going to get the respect on his name. The Bills team has put the league on notice these last few weeks. Nobody wants to play the Bills right now. Let's go. This feels amazing. And it does. Diego, my guy from Spain, at Bills Fan in Spain. Woohoo, he says. Keeping it brief, as you're going to have a lot of tweets to read tonight. He's got the dude, the gif of the dude in the U.S., the American flag Speedo dancing to fireworks. I don't know what's up with that, but I'll take it, bro. I'll take it. 24/7 Bills are 11-3 at All Day Buffalo. So fired up for the first time in my life, the Bills are AFC East champs. The job's not done, and Allen really looks like an MVP. Can't be happier with the team. With this team that the Bills have. Hashtag go Bills for life. Thank you for being a part of the show, bro. Cole Catalan at CCAT5. Boho, let's go, is all he put. And yes, I did not talk about that either. So I am now 4-0 in my Boho jersey. The Boho mojo continues. Hashtag Boho mojo. Justin Murillo at Justin two picks. Man, I'm so happy that it's got me a little teary-eyed a couple times. People who aren't sports or Bills fans just don't get it. AFC East champs, baby. It's got me all. He corrected himself. It's got me all teary-eyed. I got you. Connor Dickinson at Connor_Dickinson. Sheer and utter annihilation. Josh Allen has that MVP mentality. Defense is rounding into an elite form just at the perfect time. Sitting watching the game with my family, and I'm just speechless. Can't say how much more than it's Super Bowl or bust. McDermott is the coach of the year. So good. And then he gives me the Thurman Thomas hyping the crowd up. Brian Cook at B Cook 23. I'm over the moon. I've been waiting for this since I was 10. Now they need to keep the winning going. Hashtag go Bills. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Hashtag circle the wagons. Brian Bauer back for a second dip, a little double dip. Joe, you're 47. I'm 40. We both remember clear as day the dominance we displayed back in the 90s and the heartache of losing four Super Bowls in a row, followed by many years of losing. Look at where we are at today. Where would you rather be than right here, right now? AFC champs, babe. Totally, dude. Totally. Chris Frampton, at C underscore F. Joe. I'm not even going to talk about the game. I'm too excited to really say anything. Love this team. Love this town. Bring on the playoffs. Hashtag run the table. Hashtag go Bills. I called it. We haven't done it yet, but I called. I said we were going to run the table. You remember, I said it on the show. We were going to run the table. Henry Booth at Big Nasty 6424. I feel bad for any folding tables tonight. Awesome for me to experience watching my Buffalo Bills win the division for the very first time in my life. Henry, thanks for being a part of the show. Garrett Johnson at Garrett underscore J19. Elated. Last time this happened, I was 10 months old. It's hard to put into words how I feel about this team after what we've watched for the last 20 years. Oh, and Josh Allen is good at the football. Hashtag go Bills. My guy Kevin Garrard, contributor to the Buffalo Fanatics, Miami Dolphins fan, he just says very nicely, congrats, buddy. Well deserved. Well, thank you, sir. We'll see you in a couple weeks. GoNut68 at GoNut68. During all this celebrating and after all this time that has passed, I did some soul searching and I've decided Doug Marrone is still a piece of shit. Hashtag Bills Mafia. That's so amazing. Will Fox at Bills Win. Dude, I'm just tickled pink. Can you tell? At Bills, I don't even know what that means. What does tickled pink mean? I'm just tickled. Maybe that means you get red in the face. I'm tickled. Or your skin gets pink from being tickled. I don't know. At Bills Win 716. I want to buy all the AFC Champs merch and tailgate with the entire hashtag Bills Mafia. Me too. And then he sends me another one that's the Ricky Bobby. I'm not sure what to do with my hands. We're all there, bro. Zach Vaughn at Zach Vaughn 2712. He says, go Bills. Go Bills by a bucking billion. Championship calendar. And he gives me the gift that just basically says, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. John Fina, former left tackle for the Super Bowl era Buffalo Bills, in with his overreaction tweet. At John Fina, who is a guy that you need to follow. You need to follow all these guys, but you need to follow John Fina. He's a great follow. I'm hyped for hours, days, basking in the glory of this win. I added the glory of this win. He just put basking. But yes, John Fina, give it to me. Lucas Boring at L Boring 32. Teams of the past would have made this a game. The Bills of today stepped on their throat and made it a statement. Dude, they were that 55-yard play bomb came when they were like they were up by like three or four possessions. I think it was a 25-point game. It was a four-possession game. And Josh Allen drops back and chucks a 25-yarder or 55-yarder down the field to Stephon Diggs. I was like, what am I watching right now? Like, who is this football team? Sandy J. Campbell at Sandy J. Campbell. I'm overwhelmed with love for this team. I can't stop crying. Not just because of the win, but because of how they've won. This team is the real deal. So proud and happy to be a part of it. Hashtag go Bills. Hashtag Bills Mafia. C. Sweat at C. Sweat 1325. He's just got I'm in tears and Will Smith clapping and getting all teary eyed, which is awesome. Odd at Jet Ot 12. I get the feeling we're not done. You're right, brother. E at EF. Castaneda, waiting for a long time. We're back, baby. We're back. Mexico City Bills Mafia, Super Bowl bound. Go Bills. And yes, if you were not paying attention, so far I've had tweets today from the UK, from Spain, and from Mexico City. Not to brag or anything. The next one, possibly the last one, comes from, it says ads. This is another UK flag, Bills Mafia, at Vin Baker's Liver. I don't know what that means, but it's funny. Victory beers never tasted so good. Not sure the neighbors are appreciating my celebrating, though. Just six games to go. We're not done yet, Bills Mafia. And that might be an Australian flag, not a British flag. I think that's all of them, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just check real quick. Hang on a moment. I do believe that's all of them. That was the Overreaction Tweet Bag brought to you by Ambit Design. And you have been listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast. And you can find me on Twitter, as always, at Joe Miller Wired. And I'm looking forward to talking to you guys and seeing you and being live with you in person on the Hump Day Hotline Wednesday at 9 o'clock on the Buffalo Fanatics Multicast Network. And that starts at 9 o'clock. Be a part of the show. So, like, literally, jump on YouTube. Search Buffalo Fanatics and then click the live show at 9 o'clock, and you'll get me. And then at 9:30, Clay Troia joins me, and we basically preview. We'll preview the Bills and Patriots game coming up. And you get to comment. You get to talk. You get to be a part of the conversation. So you kind of get to drive and steer. But Bills Mafia, let me just tell you, you've waited a long time. I don't want to say that we've always been patient. And I don't want to say that we have always gotten along. And I don't mean just you and me. I mean just in general, fans. We've not always got, like any good family, there's been disputes. There's been problems. There's been challenges. We have liked certain members of our family, and we've not liked other members of our family, and we've fought over a lot of things. But this is a time to just take it in, soak it in. There's no guarantees that we're going to win another AFC East championship next year. There's no guarantees that we're going to win a playoff game this year. Take this moment. Realize what it is. Soak it in. As John Fina said, just bask in it. Just bask in what is going on around you with this football team. Don't let anybody get you down. Don't let anybody bring sour words to you about our quarterback or our football team or the region that we're from and where we come from and the town that we love so much, Buffalo, New York. The Buffalo Bills are legit. They're a very, very good football team. And I, for one, am proud to be on this journey with you guys and with them and with Josh Allen and Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean and the Pagulas. And frankly, I'm glad to be on this journey with the Buffalo Fanatics. I'm super appreciative of Rico and Pierre and Bobby for giving me this platform. But until next time, I'm your host, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. As always, fam, go Bills.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Saving money on your roofing project now at Menards. We have an unbeatable selection of Atlas shingles. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Stop in to shop our wide selection of roofing products or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.